Today's shiur is Masechet Nedarim, Daf Samach, and we will begin on the Mishnah, the new Perek. Teaches us the Mishnah. If somebody makes a neder, they're not going to drink wine today. The halacha is Eina Osa Elat Shetachshech. He's not forbidden to drink wine only until the night. Mefarshim explain, why does our Mishnah use wine as the example of something that a person will not drink? And they say because wine is a beverage, shemevi yilolom loilom, it could cause pain and suffering when people become drunk, and therefore that was used as an example. One should avoid drinking, and even if necessary, make a neder not to drink. Another pshat is as follows: many other food items, for example, if one were to make a neder not to eat meat, it would be a neder that he can't really fulfill if he makes it for a long time. When the Beis HaMikdash was standing, there was a chiyuv to bring a carbon Pesach, which obviously was a meat carbon. However, wine, even if there's a chiyuv to make Kiddush and Havdalah and Dalakaisis, but they can be done not necessarily with wine, other beverages halachically are acceptable. And therefore, Chazal chose wine as an example of one of an item that somebody can make a neder not to drink. There's also machlokes what the definition of ad shetachshach means. Most Rishonim explain ad shetachshach until night. That means until tzeis hakoychovim. There are, however, Rishonim that want to suggest that ad shetachshach means until shkiyas hachama. For we find in other places in halacha that shetachshach could mean, even says that shetachshach means shkia. But again, as I said, most Rishonim say that it means until tzeis kachavim. We're machmer, since a nedarim, as we've been learning, is a deraisa, suffik deraisa lahachmer, and we consider it till tzeis. If somebody said shabazu, if somebody makes a neder, he's going to be prohibited from wine this week. Os b'chol shabbos. He's also to drink wine for the rest of the week. The Shabbos Avra. And the Shabbos also is considered with the week that he may not drink wine. So the way the Ran explains the Mishnah, as we just said, is that our Mishnah is referring to a situation where somebody is in the middle of the week and he makes a neder that he's not going to drink the wine for the balance of the week. And the Mishnah is teaching us that he may not drink wine the rest of the week and Shabbos. The Mefarish and other Rishonim, however, explain that our Mishnah is referring to a situation where somebody is standing on Shabbos. And on Shabbos he makes a neder, he's not going to drink wine, as our Mishnah says, Shabbazu. And the Mishnah is teaching us that he will not be allowed to drink wine the rest of that day, Shabbos. And for the following week, he may not drink wine either. There's a Machloikas Rishonim in this pshat, what will be the halacha on the following Shabbos? Again, on Shabbos I made a neder that I'm not going to drink wine for this week. The halacha is I'm not allowed to drink wine today, the rest of Shabbos. I'm not allowed to drink wine for the next 6 weekdays. And what the halacha will be on the following Shabbos is actually machlokes Rishonim. And in fact, there are mefarshim that say that one of the reasons the Ran did not learn pshat in our Mishnah like the Mefarish is because of this ambiguity. It wasn't clear what would be the halacha in the next week Shabbos, and he says therefore that can't be pshat in our Mishnah. Although the Muki Yosef does point out that if a person made a neder on Shabbos, the Ran agrees with the way the Mefarish paskins that he would not be allowed to drink the wine that Shabbos and the rest of the week. There's just a machloikis, what is the case of our Mishnah? Similarly, if somebody says Choy Dezeh, that if he's not going to drink wine the rest of this month, the halacha is Os B'chol HaChodesh, he may not drink wine for the balance of the month. However, Rish Chodesh of the next month is already considered Lahaba, and he would already be allowed to drink wine. Shanazu, if somebody made a neder, he's not going to drink wine the rest of this year. Talok is Os B'chol HaShana, he may not drink wine for the rest of the year. Rosh Hashanah is considered lasad lavoi. Shvuazu, if somebody said he's not going to drink wine for the 7-year Shemitah cycle, the halacha is, as b'chol shvua, he can't drink wine for the entire Shemitah cycle. For Shvius and the Shemitah year, Shavra, he will not be allowed to drink wine the Shemitah year at the end of this 7-year cycle. However, says the Mishnah, im amar yoim echad, if the person didn't say hayoim, rather he said, I make a neder for yoim echad, or he said Shabbos echos, 1 week, chodesh echad, 1 month, shana achas, 1 year, shvu echad, 1 7-year cycle, osim yoim yoim, then he has to keep the entire cycle. And now to explain every case. The case of yoim echad is a simple case where the person said he's not going to drink wine for 1 full day. The halacha is that he may not drink for the next 24-hour period. From now until the next day, at this time, he may not drink wine for a 24-hour period. If he said 1 week, here we find an interesting machlokes. What does 1 week mean? The Ran, the Beis Yosef says that the Ran holds next week at the same time. That if somebody made a neder Monday morning, 8 o'clock, that he's not going to drink wine for a week, Shvuah, Shabbos Echos, so next week, Monday morning, 8 o'clock, he'll be allowed to drink wine again. The Rashba disagrees. The Rashba says that he'll be allowed to drink already wine Sunday night, because as we know, Sunday night is already when Monday begins. So if he begins the neder on Monday morning, he'd be allowed to drink wine again next Sunday night. And then the Mukhi Yosef goes to the other extreme. He says he won't be allowed to drink wine until the next Monday night. What about Chodesh Echad? What's the halacha is, somebody said Chodesh Echad, so he has to keep a whole month. Here too we find an interesting machlokes rishonim. Because as we know, and we'll discuss it in Mitzvah Shem later in our shiur, there are some Jewish months that have 29 days, and some Jewish months that have 30 days. So what's going to be the halacha? The Ran holds that we look at the month that he said the neder. If it's a 29-day month, he only has to keep 29 days. If it's a 30-day month, he has to keep 30 days. However, the Rambam disagrees, and Rambam says no matter what this particular month that he made the neder happens to be, he will always have to keep 30 days. When somebody said 1 year, here too we find a machlokes rishonim. What happens if it turns out that this year is a leap year? What would be the halacha? So the Rambam holds that he has to keep the extra month. He would have to keep the 13th month. The Rashba says that he only has to keep 12 months. There are other opinions in the Rishonim. Other Rishonim say it makes a difference if when he made the nether, was he or was he not aware that this year is a leap year? If he was aware, then he would have to keep the whole 13 months. If he wasn't, then he would only have to keep 12 months. Another approach, which the Ran seems to say, is as follows. It makes a difference if he specified that the neder is this year, or he didn't specify that it's this year. If he specified that he's keeping this year, so no matter what this year is, that's what he has to keep. And therefore, if this year ends up being a leap year, he has to keep a whole 13 months. However, if he wasn't obligated to keep the neder specifically this year, he could have kept the neder another year, and he could have therefore chosen to keep the neder in a year which was not a leap year, and then he would only have to keep 12 months. The fact that he chose to keep it in this year, which happens to be a leap year, does not require him to keep it the neder for more than 12 months. If somebody made a neder ad Pesach, that he's not going to do something until Pesach, Osachigia means he may not drink wine till Pesach. Achiyehe, if his language of the neder was Achiyehe, then the loch would be Osachiyetze. He would not be allowed to drink wine until Pesach concludes. If somebody, however, said of sort of a very ambiguous lashon. He said ad lifnei pesach, and as the Rosh explains, ad lifnei pesach can mean one of three different meanings. It can mean till Pesach. It can mean until the last days of Yontif Pesach. And it could mean until a moment before Pesach is over, which is essentially saying until the Yontif is over. So we don't know what he meant. Did he mean till Yontif? Did he mean till the second days of Yontif? Or did he mean till Yontif is over? Ramei is of the opinion that he's Osir Achigi, only Osir until Pesach comes. Because Ramei, as the Rishonim explain, and we're going to learn in the Gemara, holds Ein Odom Machnes Atzmi L'Sofik. A person does not bring himself into a situation of a question. And since here, this person wasn't, if we don't know exactly what he meant, and therefore we say he certainly meant only until Yontif. Rabbi Yossi Omer Achi Yetzei. Rabbi Yossi says we have to be Machmer, and we have to make him keep the nether until Yontif Pesach is over. There's an interesting shaila in the Achroinim, the Nidre Rizrim. Rav Shlomo Kluger discusses, how do we understand Ramei's opinion? Is Ramei's opinion to say that since there's a question mark, we just take the easiest way, the simplest way of understanding what he meant, and we say he meant until Yontif? Or do we say, because in this situation, there are so many different possibilities, as we quoted the Rosh, who says that in the Lashon of our Mishnah, of Ad Lifnei Pesach, can be one of three meanings. Therefore, Ramei says, because of this confusion, I say it means Ad Shiyagia. However, after Nidri's reason, what would be the case where it could only be one of two meanings? For example, Shavuos. Somebody says, Ad Lifnei Shavuos. Now, Shavuos is only a one-day Yontif Midoraisa. So the neder could either mean until Shavuos is over. There's only two options, not three options, like in our Mishnah. What will be the halacha? Will Ramei still follow that since his opinion, as we learned in our Mishnah, that since it's a shaila, people don't get involved with shailas, and we say he only meant till Shavuos? Or since here there's only two options of what he could be meaning, Ramei will agree with Rabbi Yossi that he has to keep his nether until Shavuos is over. So we learned in the Mishnah that if somebody said Koinim Yayin Shani Toim Hayoy, he says another that he's not going to drink wine today. So as soon as the day is over, he's allowed to drink wine. Meaning, if somebody made a nether at 6:05 that he's not going to drink wine today, at 6:00 is Seis Kachovim, at 6:00 he could drink wine. However, tells us Rabbi Yirmiyah, L'shech techshech, when night comes, Tzarech Shailul Chacham, he still should not automatically go drink wine. He should have his nether annulled by a Chacham. Says the Gemara, my Tama, what's the reason? Om Rav Yosef, Gzeira Hayoy Mishrim Yoy Mechot. Since the word Hayoyim is very similar to Yoy Mechot, and as we just learned in the Mishnah, were someone to make a nether of Yoy Mechot, he has to keep a 24-hour period. In order to avoid the confusion, Chazal said that even when one made the nether Hayoyim, and he wants to drink wine tonight, which halachically he may, he should not do so without being Shoyal Nether. So most Rishonim explain that Rabbi Yirmiyah is not disagreeing with our Mishnah. Rather, Rabbi Yirmiyah is saying that although the Mishnah is correct, and I follow that opinion, if somebody says Hayoyim, he should be able to drink wine right away at night, in order to avoid this confusion that we just mentioned, Rabbi Yirmiyah says there should be a Sheila L'Chacham. However, there are other Rishonim that explain that Rabbi Yirmiyah is actually disagreeing with our Mishnah. And Rabbi Yirmiyah is saying that, well, our Mishnah said that if somebody says Hayoyim, he could drink wine at night. I hold he has to be Shoyal. Another pshat that the Rishonim suggest to Rabbi Yirmiyah, there, and we've had this concept earlier in a Masechta, if someone, there's a difference between a Ma'oritz and a Talmud Chacham. Rabbi Yirmiyah we're speaking to Amaratzim. And since by Amaratzim there's a greater concern for confusion, therefore Rabbi Yirmiyah says they should be shoyl before they drink wine at night. Talmidei Chachamim, however, will not require shoyl Chachamim, and even Rabbi Yirmiyah will agree that they could drink wine that night even without any shoyl. But then the Mefarshim ask, if according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, shoyl Chachamim is required, why does the Gemara say l'shetech echshech? Only when it becomes night should there be shoyl Chachamim. And why can't he be shoyl by day? So the Chasam Sofer explains very nicely. He says, our Mishnah is referring to an individual in the middle of the day, accepts upon himself a nether not to drink wine. And he keeps the nether for the balance of the day. Were he to be shoyl l'chacham during the day, he won't have credit for the nether. Therefore, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, let him keep his nether. Let him have properly, halachically fulfilled his nether, and he gets credit that he did that nether. Now, because of the confusion issue that Rabbi Yirmiyah raised, Rabbi Yirmiyah says he should go and be shoyl l'chacham at night. Another teretz is that the Mefarshim explain that even according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, who just taught us because of this concern for confusion, it should be shoyl l'chacham, it's really not halachically required. As we explained, based on what we learned in the Mishnah, as soon as the person was mekayim the nether, he made the nether, he fulfilled the nether, he did what he was supposed to. It's only a chumrah. And because it's only a chumrah, the regular requirements and the regular dinim that we learned and will learn in Mitzvah Shem that have to take place when one is shoyl l'chacham doesn't apply here. It's more of a pro forma. It's more of a just formality how this person is shoyl on the nether to the chacham. But that's only if he properly fulfilled the nether. So then, this entire shoyl l'chacham is just a formality and he doesn't have to go through all the various intricate halachas in shayla. But if he's going to be shayla by day, now the shayla is a proper shayla, like all other shaylas l'chacham. And that's why Rabbi Yirmiyah says wait for night, and he doesn't have to go through all of the detailed halachas of shayla. Another teretz that they give goes back to what we mentioned earlier. We said that Rabbi Yirmiyah differentiates between a ma'aretz and a talmud chacham, and his requirement for shayla was only said to amaratzim, not to Talmidei Chachamim. But that's only if they're being shoyl on the nether by night, where the shayla is really not halachically required. But if the shayla is taking place by day, so even a Talmud Chacham has to be shoyl. And that's why Rabbi Yirmiyah said, wait for night. Another teretz is, as we're going to learn in a moment, that Rabbi Yirmiyah is only concerned between that somebody says Yom Hayoim, he may get confused, and by Yom Echad, treat it like a Hayoim also. But as we're going to learn in a moment, if somebody says a nether of Yom Echad, we're not concerned, even Rabbi Yirmiyah, that he's going to get confused with a Hayoim. And that's why, when is it noticeable the difference between Hayoim and Yom Echad? By night. Because by Hayoim, as soon as night comes, he's allowed to drink wine, and not by Yom Echad. So the difference between Yom Echad and Hayoim is noticeable by night. That's why that's the time to be shoyl on the nether. Ask the Rabbi, if we're learning now that whenever someone makes a nether that's supposed to end by night, still he should be shoyl to avoid confusion. The halacha is, if somebody accepts upon himself a tainus, a fast day, the halacha is that the day before the fast day, he accepts upon himself that he's going to fast tomorrow, and the fast day is from Alois in the morning till Tseis in the evening. But why isn't this the same like every other nether, that the halacha is that by a nether, that we said that if somebody makabel himself a nether of Hayoim, and night comes, he should still be shoyl l'chacham? So the Ran answers that there's no reason to make such a gzeira, because a tainus, everyone is aware that the halachas of a tainus are that a tainus is from alois to tseis, And therefore there's no reason to be concerned that for mix-up, because everybody is aware what the halakhas are. The Rashbi answers that, as we just learned in the Gemara, there's reason to be concerned that one will get confused between the word Hayoim and the word Hayoim Echad. However, by Tanesim, the word isn't, someone doesn't say the word Hayoim by Tainus. He says, I'm going to be Makabal Tainus for tomorrow. And therefore, the entire basis of the concern of confusion between Hayoim to Yoim Echad does not apply by a Tainus. Another teretz that the Sefer Yodas Nedarim gives is that, as we learned a moment ago, Reb Yirmiyah's din that one has to be shoyl l'chacham is really a chumrah. Halachically, there should be no requirement, and therefore there are rishonim that say that a neder mitzvah, Reb Yirmiyah will agree, if the neder was a neder mitzvah, Reb Yirmiyah will agree that there's no requirement for shayla, since a tainus is a mitzvah. And therefore, it's a mitzvah, we don't have Rabbi Yirmiyah's din apply there. Another teretz given by the Paris Yosef is just the opposite extreme. He says that a tainus is less serious than a full-fledged neder, and therefore, even though by a full-fledged neder, the halacha is we're concerned for this confusion, and therefore Rabbi Yirmiyah says at night, one has to be shoyl l'chacham, that halacha would not apply, says the Pirus Yosef, by Tainus, which are not really considered full-fledged Nadar. Amalei asks Abayit Rav Yosef, if there's this concern for confusion, why aren't we geyser ligzav yoyim echad b'shem hayoyim, that if somebody makes a neder for yoyim echad, and as we learned in the Mishnah, he has to keep 24 hours. So if I made a neder Monday morning, 8 a.m., that I'm not going to drink wine for yoyim echad, I'm not allowed to drink wine till Tuesday morning, 8 a.m. Why shouldn't I make a gzeira that I'm going to get confused with hayoyim? And since, as we learned in the Mishnah, that when one says hayoyim, he's not allowed to drink wine until the day passes, till that night. Here too, he should not be allowed to drink wine Tuesday morning. He should have to wait till Tuesday night. Amalei answers Rabbi Yosef, hayoyim b'yoyim echad michlef. People get confused between the word Hayoim and Yoim Echad, and therefore they're going to make a mistake that if he says Hayoim, he's allowed to drink wine by night, he'll think by Yoim Echad he's also allowed to drink wine by night. But that's why Rabbi Yirmiyah said don't drink wine without being Shoyl L'Chacham. On the other hand, Yoim Echad b'Hayoim, nobody's going to treat Yoim Echad like Hayoim, Loim Michlef. People don't get confused, and therefore there's no reason to make this Kseira. There's also interesting Machloikis HaChroinim. Reb Yirmiyah is making this Kseira, that when one said Yoim Echad, when one said Hayoim, and he's allowed to drink wine at night, still we require him to be Shoyel. But as we learned in our Mishnah, there are many other cases. Somebody said, if somebody, as we learned in our Mishnah, said Shabbos Achos, Chodesh Achos, Shana Achos, will Reb Yirmiyah in those cases also make Gzeira, or will he not? The Rabbi Tanura says that the Gzeira Reb Yirmiyah applies in all situations. However, the Taz disagrees, and he says only Yoim Echad and Hayoim are very similar, and people may confuse them, and therefore Reb Yirmiyah made his gzeira. The other cases are not that similar, and there's no reason to be concerned and to make a gzeira. Continues the Gemara, Amar Ravina, Amar Lima Rema, Hachi Amar Avuch Meshmeid Reb Yosef. This is what your father said in the name of Yosef. Command as L'shmatzid Reb Yirmiyah B'Abba. Whose opinion does Reb Yirmiyah B'Abba follow? It follows the opinion of Reb Nosson. The Tanya Reb Nosson, I'm Reb Nosson, says, Kol Anoider, whoever makes a nether is kilu bona boma. It's as if he built the boma. For mekaymoy, and if somebody is mekaym the nether, yila makdaleh is like he was makdor on the boma. Nowadays, that bomas are osur, and therefore one should not make nedarim. So there are two fundamental pshatim in understanding our Gemara. One pshat in understanding the Gemara is that this is an adjunct. This is to be understood together with Rav Yirmiyah. Rav Yirmiyah said, because there's a concern of confusion, one should be shoyel the nether when he made a nether for Hayoyim at night before he wants to drink a wine. But that reason alone is not enough of a reason to require shoyel l'chochem. He said Hayoyim. The Mishnah is very clear that there's a difference between Hayoyim and Yoyim Echad. And why should we go make Seiris that he has to go be shoyel l'chochem at night? So the Gemara is saying, there's another reason to add to this. And that is because the person did the wrong thing in making a nether. So when we combine these two concepts, the concern of confusion, coupled with the fact that he shouldn't have made a nether in the first place, as the Gemara says, Kol Anoider Kilu Bona Boma, that's why Chazal tell him to be shoyel on the nether. However, there is another approach in the Rishonim. Other Rishonim explain that Ravina is coming to say a different pshat altogether. The reason why Chazal say he should be shoyel has nothing to do with the confusion issue. Because Chazal frowned upon people making the Dorim, and they wanted the nether, a person to be shoyel on the nether. What would be the nafkamina between these two pshatim? A number of nafkaminas. One nafkamina will be if he made a nether l'dvar mitzvah. If the reason is because of the confusion, so it makes no difference if his nether is for a dvar mitzvah or not. There's a confusion concern. If the reason is because that he shouldn't have made a nether, here was a nether l'dvar mitzvah, so it was a nether that should have been made. Another nafkamina I saw from the rain, a beautiful nafkamina, is what will be the halacha if some, the Gemara said a minute ago, that people get confused, and when they say Hayoyim, people think that when they say Yoyim Echad, they should treat the nether the same way as if they would have said it Hayoyim. But nobody, we said, will make the mistake the other way, that if they said Hayoyim, they should treat the nether like it was Yoyim Echad. So that's if the reason is because of confusion. So there's only concern from Hayoyim to Yoyim Echad, not from Yoyim Echad to Hayoyim. But if the reason is, says the rain, because we don't like the fact that the person made a nether, and we want it to be shoyel, so it makes no difference what the language of the nether is, he should be shoyel on the nether. Another nafkamina is something that we discussed earlier. When should he be shoyel on the nether? If the reason is, because like Rabbi Yirmiyah says, just this confusion concept, so then we wait for the night, like we explained earlier. But if the reason is because we don't want that this person should have the nether on him, then immediately he should be shoyel on the nether and not wait at shetechshach. So Gemara says, "Kol anoy de kila bana bama, for mekaimoy is kila hikter aleho." So Mefarshim say building a bama is an aveira. The Kli Yoker asks, "So what does the Mishnah? What does the Gemara have to add the words for mekaimoy kila hikter aleho?" Says the Kli Yoker, "Sometimes a person gets upset. Not that we're condoning people getting upset and uttering a nether in that anger. But that's the way people sometimes are. And we can't have a complaint to the person if that's what he did. The person got angry. But if the person keeps the nether, he doesn't calm down and realize he made a mistake. Just from a kaimoy, he keeps on with the nether. That's when kil hikto alah. Why is a nether is kilu bana bama? So some of Farshim explain quite simply, as we've learned, the Dorim are connected to Hegdish. Many Rishonim say that every nether is a form of Hegdish, and that's why the Dorim are Ki'ilu Bona Boma. However, the Ran explains very beautifully. The Ran explains as follows. What is a Boma? A Boma is a Mizbeach that one builds in his backyard. At certain points of our history, before the Beis HaMikdash was built, bamas were permitted. Once the Beis HaMikdash was built, bamas became permanently prohibited. This person who's building a bama wants to be frum, wants to be religious. I'm going closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Don't do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't tell you to do. Kolanoider. This person is making a nether. He's prohibiting himself something that he's allowed to have. He's building a bomba. He thinks he's doing the right thing. But it's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks of us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks of us to do what we're supposed to do, and that's it. And not do what we're not supposed to do, and don't do more or less than that. The Mashal explains that the Isser in a bomba is not specifically the building of the bomba. This in the bomba is the bringing the carbon on the bomba. Same too, says the Mashal, is not the nether itself is the Isser, but rather the violation, the desecration of the nether. The Maral explains that a bomba represents that this person is separating himself from the rest of Klal Yisrael. All of Klal Yisrael bringing Karbanos in the base of Mikdash or doing their Avodah in the similar fashion. And this person is buying a bomba. He builds his own bomba. He builds his own style of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us all to serve him together in the same manner. So the Gemara says, if somebody fulfills the nether, it's kilo makter Allah. Meaning that the Gemara is suggesting that we should be shoyal on the nether versus keeping the nether. Ask the Mefarshim, we learned the Gemara Masechta Ksubis on Daf Ayin Zayin. The Rishu ben Levi jumped into Gan Eden and he swore that he would not leave. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, let's examine and let's see. If Rabbi Shu ben Levi was such an individual who never was shoyal, who never had any of his nedarim annulled, then we're not going to require him to annul this nether either. However, if he was an individual who was shoyal on his nedarim previously, we'll make him be shoyal on this nether too. So we see that being shoyal on a shvua is something not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and that's why he looked at Rabbi Shu ben Levi very favorably, because he was an individual who was never shoyal on a shvua. So the Mordechai says there's a difference between the Dorim and Shavuos. The Dorim, one should have annulled. Shavuos, one should have not have annulled. Because Shavuos are more serious. The Aveira of Shavuos is a much more serious Aveira. And that's why Chazal did not want Shavuos to be annulled. I saw the Mefarshim go on to explain the difference between the Dorim and Shavuos. Since we know, as we learned earlier in our Masechta, that one can make a nether to levatel as a mitzvah. So a nether could turn out to be a very dangerous statement. He's making a nether levatel as a mitzvah. A shvua cannot be effective levatel as a mitzvah. And that's why we're more anxious to have nedarim annulled than we are to have shvuas annulled. Another teretz along the same concept is that there are certain times that the Torah requires one to make a shvua, such as a shvua sapikadon, a shvua sa'edis, kabbalah sa'Torah took place through a shvua. There is no place that we find one is obligated to make a shvua, a nether. And that's why nedarim should be annulled, not shvuas. Mefarshim ask, our Gemara just explain to us how unacceptable it is to make nedarim. We just finished explaining that one should have his nedarim annulled. Yet we know, asked the Mefarshim, it says in Pirkei Avos, siog nedarim siog leprishus. If somebody wants to be sure that he's going to act properly, one of the ways of accomplishing so is by making nedarim. So how do we reconcile these two statements? So one teretz given, it depends on who the person making the nether is. If it's a person who's going to carefully follow and observe the nether he made, for him we say the Dharm Syog Lepricious. However, if it's a person the way there's a concern that he's not going to properly follow the nether, he is the person of Kolabai Nebama. But the Sfas Emes takes this concept of steps further. He says if we look at the issue of Bamas, as we described the halacha earlier, there were times in Jewish history where bamas were permitted, and there were times in Jewish history, such as in our times, where bamas are prohibited. So too on the nedarim, we have to look at the circumstances. Sometimes the nedarim are like a bama in the times that bamas were permitted, the nedarim siyag leprishus, and sometimes the Dorim are like nowadays, where bumas are not permitted. We have to look at the circumstances to determine if the nether is something to be happy, is something commendable or not. If somebody made a nether Shabbazu, if somebody made a nether, he's not going to drink wine the whole week. Also, b'chol Shabbos kula, he's not going to drink the whole week, including Shabbos. It's interesting to note that the Taz points out that the din we're learning now in the Gemara, and which quoted the Mishnah, is only when one made the nether in Lashon HaKodesh, where we say that somebody made the nether Shabbos, means the rest of the weekdays, including the following Shabbos. But if one were to make nether in another language during the, if he said this week, in other languages he says it may, people don't call Shabbos part of the week, and he would be allowed to drink wine on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, but if, as we just explained, in Lashon HaKodesh, Shabbos, the day of Shabbos is included in Shabbos Zu, so pshit, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Maratema, answers the Gemara, Yom the Shabbos Kamer. Maybe what he meant was just the weekdays, and didn't mean to include himself Shabbos, Kamash Malon. And as the Mefarshim say, why would I say that's what he meant? Because what was the nether that he made? The nether that he made was that he's not allowed to drink wine. So Shabbos, there's a mitzvah to drink wine. Yes, we learned at the beginning of the shir, there's ways of making Kiddush without wine. But certainly the preferable way of making Kiddush is with wine. So shouldn't that be an indication that he did not mean to include Shabbos? That's one pshat. Another pshat is, as we're going to learn, in that even though in most areas of halacha we say ad, the ad b'klal, we say until some time, we include that time, ad v'ad b'klal, but the dorim d'halacha is ad v'loy ad b'klal. And therefore I would say that Shabbos ought not to be included, teaches us the Mishnah that Shabbos is actually included. Somebody says, chaydizeh, if somebody said this month, Taloch is also b'chol ha-chaydish. He's also for the duration of the month. Rish Chaydish laba. Rish Chaydish is the next month. Ask the Gemara Pshita. Obviously, Rish Chaydish is the next month. What's the Mishnah teaching us? Answers the Gemara. Ki itzrucha l'chaydish chaser. The Mishnah is teaching us, as we know, the Jewish months, which are based on the lunar calendar, really ought to be 29 and a half days. But we can't have a month of 29 and a half days, which is the amount of time it takes the moon to complete the orbit around the earth. And that's why we have some months as 29 day months and some days as 30 day months. And the months that are 30 day months, the halacha is the 30th day of a month and the first day of the next month, both days are considered Rosh Chodesh. So now, if the month I made the nether is a month that this month was a Chodesh Chaser, and the next month is going to have 2 days Rosh Chodesh, so if I say I'm not allowed to eat something this month, I should consider Rosh Chodesh, which is the 30th day of this month, still part of this month, and therefore I should be Osir still to drink wine on that day. Even though it's still the 30th day of this month, people consider it still as the next month already, and since people consider it already the next month, it's not included in my nether. That's the way the Ran explains this Gemara. The other Rishonim explained the Gemara in the following fashion. A person may, this goes back to the Mefarish's Pshat in the Mishnah. A person is standing on Rosh Chodesh and he says, I'm not going to do something for this month. So let's say he's making the nether on the 30th day of the month. So should that be considered? What should that be considered? Is that considered already next month or not? Kamashmon, that my nether already begins from today, even though halachically it's still 30th day of the previous month. The Ran discusses. Now we have a very big question. If somebody is on the first day of Rosh Chodesh, which is the 30th day of the month, how does the halacha look at this individual? How does Allah look at this individual when he writes a shtar, right? Is it considered the new month? Is it considered the old month? How does the halacha view this situation? And in fact, Rabbeinu Peretz and Rama follows the opinion of Rabbeinu Peretz, says that because of this, a get should never be written, certainly on the first day of Rosh Chodesh, or where there's a two-day Rosh Chodesh, because of all the confusion, which is the first day, which is the second day, and in the get, if there's any minor disqualification in the get is completely disqualified, it's a puzzle, a question of an Eishes Ish, a get should not be written. What should one do if he writes a regular shtar, a regular document? He has to clearly indicate that today was Rosh Chodesh. He should clearly indicate that today was Rosh Chodesh. Otherwise, as our Gemara says, it may be a consideration that any shtar would be possible because people consider Rosh Chodesh already for the next month, and therefore he should write it's the 30th day, but also he has to be very, very clear in writing that it's Rosh Chodesh. There's an interesting shaila that the Magen Avraham discusses. He says if somebody was born on the 30th day of Cheshvan, which also happens to be the first day of Rosh Chodesh Kislev, 13 years later, when he becomes Bar Mitzvah, Cheshvan is a Chaser. Cheshvan is only 29 days, and Rosh Chodesh Kislev is only one day. What day will he be Bar Mitzvah? Will he be Bar Mitzvah on Chof Tes Cheshvan, or will he be Bar Mitzvah on Aleph Kislev? So, the Magen Avraham wants to prove, based on our Mishnah, that Rosh, people consider the day primarily Rosh Chodesh. If it's a day that he was born is a Rosh Chodesh day, we see people follow the day as a Rosh Chodesh, and therefore perhaps he should not be Bar Mitzvah until Echad Kislev. However, that's what he says. Anyway, there's a reason to wait till Aleph Kislev, because a person is not Bar Mitzvah until 13 full years pass. Chof Tes Cheshvan, 13 full years did not pass, and therefore he should only be considered a Bar Mitzvah Bachar on Echad Kislev. Says the Gemara, we learned in our Mishnah, Shanazu, if somebody said Shanazu, also be called Shanakula. So they asked the following Shaila. If somebody said, I'm not going to drink wine for a day, my, is it dina kahayoyim? And as soon as night comes, is he going to be allowed to drink wine? Or kahayoyim echod, does he have to wait the 24-hour period? Toshma, we must listen. So the Gemara wants to bring a raya from our Mishnah. It said in the beginning of our Mishnah, kahayim yayin, shanitoyim hayoyim. If somebody said, he's not drinking wine, hayoyim, the halacha is, eina osa el achatechshach. He has to wait achatechshach. So what do we see? Hayoyim. Only when he said hayoyim, that's when he waits achatechshach. But what if he said yoy? We wait kiyam echadomi, and he has to wait a 24-hour period. Says the Gemara, aim a seifa. Om a yoyim echad. If somebody said yoyim echad, then aloch is osma yoyim yoyim. He has to wait a full 24-hour period. Hayoyim. So from our Mishnah, it seems to say. That if he just said yoyim, the halacha will be kahayoyim dami, and as soon as night comes, he can drink wine. Al-mahal lekel mishmina. From our Mishnah, we can't bring a raya, as the Mefarshim explained, the Rosh and Taisus both explained. One of the statements of the Mishnah is precise in its wording, and the other one is not. However, since we do not know which is the statement that Chazal made, which is the precise statement, and that the other statement was only made in that way to stay consistent in wording in the Mishnah, since we don't know which one is which, that's why we can't bring a raya from our Mishnah, and now Gemara will still have to try to attempt to bring a proof from elsewhere what the halacha is when somebody said yoyim.